Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
To everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Thursday, so let's get cracking!
Release the Kraken!
Kraken Thursdays, powered by Coors Light.
Don't forget your sploosh.
Oh, he's back!
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
No, sploosh. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Travis and Kent. Travis, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Hey, take that hockey season.
Yeah, and those skates and the mask and the pads, and those are the things that they use, right?
All right. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Fine. For those playing at home, Travis will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Travis, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Brown, powdered, and granulated are all types of what common kitchen item?
Sugar.
Yes. What was the most recent portable console that Nintendo released?
Switch.
Yes. Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra were both hosts on what MTV game show?
Remote Control.
No. Ooh, good one, though.
Pass.
How many years does a replicant live in the movie Blade Runner?
Two?
No.
Three. Four.
No. Four, yes. The Comedy of Errors was which playwright's shortest play?
Shakespeare.
Yes. Emma Bunton was which Spice Girl?
Spice. Sporty.
No.
Pass.
Hello.
What song was the Beach Boys' first number one Billboard hit?
Surfing USA.
No.
Pass.
The TV show Legends of Tomorrow premiered in 2017 on what network?
Fox.
No.
ABC.
No. Billy Ocean saying, get out of my dreams, get into my what?
Car.
Yes. And what recent year did Rutger Hauer pass away?
Oh, look at you.
2019.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct. And I'm glad you noticed that a little bit there.
Yeah. All Blade Runner all the time.
Well, not all the time, but there's a couple there.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a little theme.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't necessarily a theme, more like a Bob Ross happy accident.
Oh, so you didn't even plan that?
No. I was actually looking up a different thing, and I saw him, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, then.
Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
Nice. Brown, powdered, and granulated are all types of what common kitchen item?
You'll never get this.
Cocaine.
No.
Sugar.
Yes.
All right.
What was the most recent portable console that Nintendo released?
Switch.
Yes.
Oh, dang it.
Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra were both hosts on what MTV game show?
Singled Out.
Yes.
I love that show.
For how many years does a replicant live in the movie Blade Runner?
How many years? Blade Runner? 5 years.
No.
6 years.
No.
9 years.
No.
No.
The Comedy of Errors was which playwright's shortest play?
Hamlet?
No.
Shakespeare.
Yes.
Hamlet had a great play. He was a great play, right?
Emma Bunton was which Spice Girl?
Hello.
Baby Spice.
Yes. What song was the Beach Boys' first number one Billboard hit?
California Girls.
No.
I wish they all could be Oh, man. I don't know. Pet Sounds.
No.
California Dreamin'.
No.
That's
not
wow.
That is not them. Yeah. No. The TV show Legends of Tomorrow premiered in 2017 on what network? No.
What was the question?
The TV show Legends of Tomorrow premiered in 2017 on what network?
Netflix.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You lose 6-5.
Damn it. Sorry, Steve.
Oh, you got stuck on the Beach Boys and couldn't let it go.
I couldn't let it go.
I didn't want to let it go.
No,
hey,
you didn't.
Congratulations, Travis.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're a winner, and so are we.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
Because he's a loser.
That's right. It's about time. Recognize. The truth be told.
Good old Static X.
Yeah.
Appreciate this one.
No problem, buddy.
Yeah.
Travis was a Blade Runner fan. Well, at least he was able to guess that it is 4 years that a replicant lives.
Oh, dang it.
I just watched the movie, just read the graphic novel, and I wouldn't have been able to answer that.
Really?
I'm an idiot. I'm like, wow, how do I not know this?
See, I want to go back and watch it and then 2049. I mean, it'll be a long, long time.
That's what I did.
Oh, okay.
I did that over the holidays.
All right. So you took basically the entire holidays to do that.
It was good. It was really, you know, it was good to see.
Right on.
It is a dated movie, though. It's pretty odd just how dated it is, even though it was cool.
Yeah. You know, obviously, which network Legends of Tomorrow premiered on.
That would be the CW.
Yep, the CW.
Yep.
It's where all them superhero shows are on.
All of the very emotional superhero shows, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Does anybody know the Beach Boys' first Billboard number one hit?
I do believe it's I Get Around.
Good job, yeah.
Nice.
And if I'm not mistaken, it might be their only one.
I don't think they've had any.
I think that was the only one that went right to number one, if I'm not mistaken. I might be, but... Yeah, and I Get Around. That's not what everybody thinks of. You think of fun, T-Bird song, Surfing USA.
Yeah.
Damn.
Kokomo, all that stuff, and it was I Get Around.
Definitely not Kokomo.
No, Kokomo's... Yeah.
That's John Stamos era, right?
It really?
That was a top song for them, though.
Dude, it was a huge song.
Yeah, so it's...
I remember them playing it on Full House.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was
about
a long
that?
Time ago, too.
I know.
Sorry you lost, Steve.
Thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry, Stevie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.